a few times in your life?
Not once.
And you always remember it because it was there and you let it go and you think to yourself, what if I had stopped?
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I will be discussing 1998's Out of Sight, directed by Steven Soderbergh, starring George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. Before I talk about that film in a little more detail, I am going to talk about movie releases of the week, as well as movie trailers. So, movie releases. The Covenant. This is Guy Ritchie's new movie, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I was at least a little excited about this one based on the trailer and the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal is starring. I am not a big Guy Ritchie fan, and this movie so far is getting so-so reviews. So I think I will be skipping this one. The other movie, which I may have said was a movie released last week, I'm not 100% sure, that is Evil Dead Rise. This is the newest in a horror franchise that started in 1981. With the original by Sam Raimi, a film that I absolutely love. I love the sequel as well, Evil Dead 2, and I even enjoy Army of Darkness. 2014's Evil Dead, which was a kind of a reboot of the franchise, a remake of the original, took a much, much more violent and gruesome route and told a story that was really just meant to be scary. The comedy elements were taken out. And it was a movie that worked in some ways, and then other ways, it just very much fell flat for me. I think when there is gore, just for the sake of gore, that just rubs me the wrong way. So, yeah, that movie was a disappointment for me. But this new Evil Dead movie, Evil Dead Rise, is supposed to be quite excellent. So I will definitely check it out at some point. Probably a little too scared to check it out while it is at the movie theaters, to be honest, but we'll see. Maybe I will wander back to see Evil Dead Rise, but if not, some point soon, maybe I will save it for a review around Halloween time. Movie trailers. The Marvels. Another Marvel movie. I think I'm just going to stop talking about Marvel on this podcast, but that is coming out in November. They're bringing together several different characters. A lot of the female superheroes are teaming up in this one. Not excited. Any Marvel property, as I've said a million times, broken record. Yeah, I'm not excited for it. The next movie I am very, very excited about, and that is Fool's Paradise. And the reason that I am excited about this one is it's actually Ray Liotta's last film. This one is being released after his death. He did finish filming for this one. And that's not the reason I'm excited about it. I do like Ray Liotta. But the fact that this is written and directed by Charlie Day of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, as well as numerous other projects, I'm just super, super excited to check this one out. The trailer didn't hook me necessarily, but I don't know. I want to support Charlie Day, and anything that he wrote and directed, I will probably end up watching. The only other movie that I am going to mention is The Mother, and part of that reason is that it's kind of topical because The Mother stars Jennifer Lopez. The movie I'm talking about today, Out of Sight, stars Jennifer Lopez. And The Mother looks like just a classic revenge movie. Have to save my daughter and take out the bad guys. It does not look good. It is releasing on Netflix at some point here pretty soon. I think it's actually being released on Mother's Day, if I remember from watching the trailer. But it looks absolutely horrendous. Just the lines that are in this movie seem very cheesy. So have fun with that one if you decide to check that out. But on to the main event, and that is Out of Sight, a comedy crime film directed by Steven Soderbergh, starring George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. George Clooney plays Jack Foley, this very, very unsuccessful bank robber, and Jennifer Lopez plays Karen Sisko, an FBI agent. So the movie starts, and there I am going to go into some spoilers, and George Clooney's character, Jack Foley, robs this bank. It doesn't go well. He ends up in prison. And the movie is about him escaping from prison and then being tracked down by law enforcement. And he is trying to evade law enforcement, at the same time trying to manage this relationship with Jennifer Lopez's character, because Jennifer Lopez's Karen Sisko ends up falling in love with him. But she's supposed to track him down. So she's going, like, having this internal struggle about that. And Jack at the same time is having an external conflicts and internal conflicts here, because he's trying to figure out exactly how to handle his relationship with Karen, while at the same time trying to figure out how he's going to make his next big score. And I may not have described that in the absolute best way, but there are a lot of elements going on in this film. I caught myself off guard a few times just because there are some flashback sequences, and I was watching closely, but there are definitely some times in the editing where I kind of lost track. I was like, is this happening now? Is this happening in the past? I don't know if that's just me or if other people would have that upon viewing this film, but that was one of the small nitpicky issues I had with this one. I'm just going to go out and say, yeah, I had a good time with this film. I had a lot of fun watching it. It is, as it's similar to, I watched The Fugitive last week. This has definitely more comedic elements than The Fugitive, but just like The Fugitive, it's just a fun time. Reasons to watch this one. I feel like the opening sequence, there's just the tension that was created there, and you're trying to figure out exactly what is going on because you're just being introduced to Jack as a character. And though I figured out what his game plan was here and exactly what was going on, I still had a really, really fun time with that sequence. I love when a movie just has a very, very memorable opening, and I think this movie nails that. I think the characters in this film are also very, very well realized. They spend a lot of time with all of the characters, so you get to know them, not only through flashbacks, but with interactions they're having with each other. And I feel like every character was pretty well-rounded, and I knew their motives and a little bit of their backstory. So I thought they did a really good job with that. The flashbacks, like I just mentioned, I think that was an interesting way to go. It's not that there are too many. I didn't really find anything necessarily wrong about using those flashbacks. I just think that, it's a very risky way to go, but I thought this movie actually used them in a very, very smart way. And I actually enjoyed them quite a bit. Probably one of the biggest things I can say about this film that I enjoyed the most would definitely be the cameos. Feels like every other scene you're just like, they're in this movie? Really? Because I didn't look at a cast list before sitting down and watching this movie. I knew George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez were in it, but I did not know all of the other people that were going to be in this movie, so that was super, super fun. I would recommend not looking up a cast list ahead of time, even though it is, maybe a minor spoiler to say that there are so many cameos, but yeah. I mean, this movie came out in 1998, so it was some of these actors were just kind of making their way. There were a couple of, like, these would be household names that are in this movie, but there are also some cameos by actors and actresses that were kind of just starting out. And the other thing that I wanted to mention about this movie is just, I think a lot of the comedic elements work super, super well here. I think it's always risky to have the story about a bank robber and all these criminals, but then mix in kind of this absurdist, over the top, almost slapsticky comedy from time to time. Elements of this almost reminded me of some humor that's found in a Coen Brothers movie. And I haven't watched a lot of Steven Soderbergh movies, so I don't know if some of his movies also have this tone. But yeah, I thought it worked actually quite well, and I had quite a bit of fun with it. Reasons to skip this one, reasons that I would say these elements annoyed me is what I will say. Glenn's character, he's played by Steve Zane or Zahn. I think it's Zahn. And this character is obviously supposed to be the comic relief, but he's very one note. And I just found myself just wanting him to be off the screen as much as possible. He doesn't have that much screen time, fortunately. But yeah, every scene he was in, I was just, yeah, kind of waiting for it to be over. Clooney and Lopez have a lot of chemistry in this movie, and I definitely thought they played their characters very believably, but you really have to suspend your disbelief if you are going to watch this movie, just for the fact that it's just so silly and over the top. And I mean, that is part of watching movies like this. You just have to go in knowing that there might be something like this. But the fact that Jennifer Lopez's character is just falls so quickly for George Clooney's character, and just the absurdity of it all, can definitely lose you as a viewer. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe you will find it more believable than I did. And then there, even though I mentioned how the comedic elements I really very much enjoyed in this movie for the most part, there were some character decisions that were so stupid I thought they didn't fit the character. And there's one sequence in particular with a safe and loaded guns and shooting at the safe that I just thought was so unbelievably stupid. I feel like that the individuals that were shooting at the safe, at least one or two of them would make a better decision. But that's a nitpick, and it was just one sequence in the movie. But I thought that was just a little too far in the direction, like for where the tone was. I thought it kind of shifted into full gear and it didn't need to there, because yeah, it just, I don't know why characters would decide to be that foolish. But anyway, I really, really enjoyed Out of Sight. I think it's a movie that you will have fun with. The comedic elements, the cameos, just how well developed the characters are. I think for those reasons alone, that this movie is worth watching. Yes, there are some minor annoyances when it comes to character decisions or one character in particular who I just can't stand. And there are times where you will definitely have to suspend your disbelief. But for me, Out of Sight is one of those just time capsules of the 90s and is an example of how to mix comedic elements with action sequences to make for a very, very fun movie. On to next week's preview for the next episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be braving, I know it's been a month and I said I was never going back, but I will be braving the movie theater again. The Super Mario Brothers movie, a movie that I was excited about checking out until my experience with Creed 3, but I am going back to see this movie. It is not supposed to be very exciting, but being someone who has played pretty much all of the Mario games, I am excited just to be flooded with a series of Easter eggs, see some of my favorite characters, video game characters from growing up on the big screen. I'm excited for this one nonetheless. I'm seeing it in IMAX on Monday. I also have tickets to see John Wick 4 on Tuesday. Whether or not I actually go see it will remain to be seen, but I definitely will be going to see the new Super Mario Brothers movie and talking about that next Saturday. Hope you will be able to tune in then. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I have a new episode that goes up every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I also have another podcast, First Playthrough, which is focused on my first playthrough experience of new, both contemporary and retro games. There are only three games that are on that podcast so far. Alan Wake Remastered, that episode aired in the fall. Earlier this year, God of War Ragnarok, that episode went up, and then most recently, Dead Space, the remake of 2008's original, I think it's 2008's, a game that I had a fantastic time with, a game that scared me very, very much. So listen to that podcast, at least if you can just give it a follow, subscribe to that podcast, that would help me out. But thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back next week.